Friday, March 28th. The first reading from Hosea chapter 14, verses 2 through 10. Thus says the Lord, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. You have collapsed through your guilt. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, 'Forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that we may render as offerings the bullocks from our stalls. Assyria will not save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. We shall say no more, our God, to the work of our hands, for in you the orphan finds compassion. I will heal their defection, says the Lord. I will love them freely, for my wrath is turned away from them. I will be like the dew for Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall strike root like the Lebanon cedar and put forth his shoots. His splendor shall be like the olive tree and his fragrance like the Lebanon cedar. Again they shall dwell in his shade and raise grain. They shall blossom like the vine, and his fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more has he to do with idols? I have humbled him, but I will prosper him. I am like a verdant cypress tree. Because of me you bear fruit. Let him who is wise understand these things. Let him who is prudent know them. Straight are the paths of the Lord. In them the just walk, but sinners stumble in them." The Gospel from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Haydah Commentary. The beginning of the Shema, "The Lord our God is Lord alone," is literally, "The Lord our God is the only Lord," and this is the sense of the text in Deuteronomy 6:4. The word in the original text rendered by the term Lord is the grand name which signifies properly God, considered as the supreme being or the author of all existence. Venerable Bede gathers from the answer of the scribes that it had been long disputed among the scribes and Pharisees which was the greatest commandment in the law, some preferring the acts of faith and love because many of the fathers before the law was instituted were pleasing to God on account of their faith and piety and not on account of their sacrifices. Yet none were agreeable to God who had not faith and charity. This scribe seems to have been of the opinion of those who preferred the love of God. This excellence of charity teaches us that faith alone is not sufficient. The scribes and Pharisees being now refuted in their discourse, they no longer interrogate him, but deliver him up to the Roman power. Thus envy may be vanquished, but with great difficulty silenced.